Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Wichita's nationally recognized Marconi awarded radio show. This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh. Ted Woodward, 8:30 here on a Friday morning. 75 degrees. Kansas City police say a teen has been arrested in the shooting death earlier this week of another teen near a city park. A police news release announced the arrest Thursday night in the Tuesday afternoon killing of 15-year-old Terrell Bell near Sycamore Park in Kansas City's Ruskin Heights neighborhood. Police have not released the name of the juvenile arrested, and the Associated Press typically does not name juveniles charged with a crime. Bell was one of four people killed during a rash of shootings Tuesday across Kansas City. Wichita police are asking for the public's help to find a missing man, 53-year-old Darren Walker, last seen May 20th at his home in the 400 block of West Central. Walker is 5 feet 10 inches tall, 175 pounds, green eyes, white hair. Walker needs continued assistance and medical supplies to treat a recent surgery. Police said he is missing under circumstances not conforming to his normal routine or habits. If you know where Darren Walker is, call 911 immediately. If you have information for investigators, you can call Detective Donnie Moore at 316-268-4114. A former police chief in California faces charges stemming from the deadly Capitol Hill riot in January.
Former La Habra Police Chief Alan Hostetter and five other men have been indicted on conspiracy charges in the January 6th attack. Authorities say the six men joined a Telegram chat on New Year's Day to coordinate with other people ahead of the riot. Hostetter founded the far-right group American Phoenix Project to protest coronavirus restrictions and has also used the group to advocate for violence against people who supported the results of the election. Prosecutors say Hostetter and another man tried pushing through a line of officers on the West Terrace. Hostetter's attorney says he's troubled by the indictment, noting Hostetter is not accused of committing any violence and never entered the Capitol building. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
Worries about inflation as consumer prices rise dramatically. Fox's Kevin Cork has details from Washington.
The U.S. economy suffering its biggest surge in inflation in nearly 13 years, with consumer prices rising by 5% in May when compared to a year ago. And that's especially true for big-ticket items such as vehicles, with prices for used cars and trucks soaring, up a whopping 7.3% from the previous month, driving one-third of the rise in the overall index. The indexes for furniture, airline fares, and apparel also rising sharply in May.
The Federal Reserve has so far resisted adjusting interest rates in the short term. A survey taken by the National Federation of Independent Business shows a problem in trying to find new employees. With more on the story, here is Kansas Information Network's Bradley Jepson.
Dan Murray, NFIB State Director in Kansas, says that the survey shows small businesses are struggling to bounce back from the pandemic. He says that a record high 48% of small business owners in May reported unfilled job openings, according to NFIB's monthly jobs report. Small business owners report finding qualified employees remains a problem, with 93% of owners hiring or trying to hire reporting few or no qualified applications for the positions they were trying to fill. Over 55% of owners say they have either already raised pay or plan to do so in the next 3 months.
May is the fourth consecutive month of record high readings for unfilled job openings and is 26 points higher than the 48-year historical reading of 22%. Catholic Charities of Wichita offers help to the homeless, disabled, the elderly, and victims of domestic violence. KNSS News asked Executive Director Wendy Glick how the pandemic has impacted the Catholic Charities. She says they were able to help more people, but with a different approach.
We're a caring ministry. All of our different ministries are approaching people with trying to first and foremost share God's love and then meet their physical needs. And with that, we like to do a lot of hugging and a lot of patting people on the back. And, you know, we had to social distance. We couldn't use that model or operate in our normal ways.
Wendy Glick is our guest this weekend on Issues 2021, Sunday morning at 8 on KNSS. Now a look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. It's already a warm and muggy start to the day, with temperatures again expected to be in the low 90s this afternoon with significant humidity. But by later on today, we could see a few thunderstorms form. Most of those, though, will be to the east of Wichita. Tonight, scattered storms come to an end. Our low 68, sunny and 89 on Saturday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, 75 degrees. We have a south wind at 13 miles per hour. 8:35, Steve and Ted here on KNSS here on a Friday morning. And it's time for entertainment news. We call it The Blur with Ted Woodward. Ted.
Broadway sees one of its former stars return to a role that earned him an award nomination.
Actor Jeff Daniels has announced that he will be returning to Broadway, reprising his role as Atticus Finch in To Kill a Mockingbird, which earned him a Tony nomination in 2019. Daniels will replace Ed Harris, who was playing Atticus at the time of the coronavirus pandemic beginning, and ultimately shutting down Broadway for over a year and a half. The Tony-nominated To Kill a Mockingbird, set to resume performances at the Schubert Theater in New York City in October, and will also feature the return of Tony winner Celia Keenan-Bolger as Atticus's daughter, Scout. Mike Unzelman, Fox News.
A leading streaming service offering you some merch.
You'll be able to snap up items from some of your favorite Netflix shows on sale at Netflix.shop, a site that will give the world's biggest streaming company a new way to bring in cash as the streaming field gets more crowded. Netflix has partnered with tech company Shopify to create the online boutique store. Products tied to only a few Netflix shows will be included. However, merchandise is also available at stores through its retail partners like H&M, Walmart, and Sephora. The French crime show Lupin will be at the heart of Netflix.shop later this month. And within the next few months, products related to Stranger Things and Money Heist will appear on online shelves. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Heading into the weekend, let's see how things are going to shape out at the box office.
I'm Michelle Polino. In the Heights, the long-awaited film adaptation of Lin-Manuel Miranda's hit Broadway musical of the same name is now showing in theaters and streaming on HBO Max.
Look who's home.
The story follows a bodega owner and his tight-knit Latino community in New York City's Washington Heights neighborhood, and the dreams that they have for better lives. The film, which takes its cue from Hamilton in its songs, was originally scheduled to be released last June, but the COVID-19 pandemic pushed it back a year.
What do I know that you need so bad?
That's why you're here.
Infinite premieres on Paramount Plus. The film stars Mark Wahlberg as Evan McCauley, who has skills and memories he doesn't know how he acquired. And it turns out that these memories and skills are from multiple past lives. And there's others out there like him. In The Misfits, after being recruited by a group of unconventional thieves, renowned criminal Richard Pays finds himself caught up in an elaborate heist that has far-reaching implications. That's Fox on Film on Fox News.
Country Music Television recognizing artists during the past year.
Carrie Underwood extended her record for the most CMT awards, winning her 23rd, this time for the coveted Video of the Year for her song Hallelujah featuring John Legend.
Yeah, I might have to hit my knees.
Kane Brown, who also hosted the show alongside Kelsey Ballerini, took home Male Video of the Year for Worship You, while Gabby Barrett won Female Video of the Year for The Good Ones. Little Big Town was this year's winners for Best Group Video of the Year with Wine, Beer, and Whiskey. And those in attendance at Nashville's Bridgestone Arena were also able to see some amazing live performances, including from Chris Stapleton and Her, collaborating on a rendition of Hold On. Mike Gunzelman, Fox News.
Two businesses in Dallas are creating the ultimate experience if you're a fan of The Simpsons.
The official names of the neighboring businesses are the Whippersnapper and High Fives, but for the next couple of months, they'll take on different personas. One will be called Moe's Tavern and the other Krusty Burger.
Excellent.
The menus will feature Simpsons-themed snacks, cocktails, and even a $10 Duff beer.
Fans are encouraged to dress in costume for photo ops.
Oh!
The businesses are owned by the same hospitality group, which has a history of pop culture pop-ups, like a Harry Potter-themed one in 2019 and one based on the show The Office in early 2020. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Fleetwood Mac's Lindsey Buckingham has a new album.
Lindsey Buckingham announced he's releasing a self-titled album in the fall. It's his first solo album in a decade. The former Fleetwood Mac guitarist released the first single titled I Don't Mind.
I don't mind.
Buckingham also dropped dates for a tour to launch September 1st in Milwaukee and run through December 20th. The first track off the album is about the spirit and discipline it takes to remain in a good long-term relationship, according to Buckingham, even though his wife Kristen Messner recently filed for divorce after 21 years together. The record will be released September 17th. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
By the way, Lindsey Buckingham going on that tour, and the second-to-last stop on that tour is going to be in downtown Wichita at the Orpheum Theater 1 week before Christmas.
How about that?
So if you want to check that out, it's on the schedule. A famous Saturday Night Live recurring sketch being turned into a streaming series.
The Saturday Night Live sketch, MacGruber, is heading to the Peacock streaming service as a show with a star-studded cast. Will Forte, who played MacGruber throughout Saturday Night Live, will now be joined by Oscar-nominated actor Mickey Rourke, who will be one of MacGruber's mortal enemies set to destroy the world, according to an NBC press release. Also joining the cast will be Sam Elliott, Lawrence Fishburne, and both Kristen Wiig and Ryan Phillippe will reprise their film roles as Vicky St. Elmo and Dixon Piper. Mike Gunzelman, Fox News.
George Harrison's iconic All Things Must Pass, celebrating its 50th anniversary.
George Harrison's 1970 album, All Things Must Pass, recorded and released following the Beatles' split, celebrated its 50th anniversary in November of 2020, and to commemorate a deluxe special edition of the album, will be released August 6th. It'll include 42 unreleased demo recordings, which will total to 70 tracks, 5 CDs, and 8 albums. It'll also include a scrapbook, archival notes, rare photos, and track-by-track notations, where Harrison speaks about remixing the songs down to take away that fuller sound that was popular in that day and age. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
It was 20 years ago on this night on NBC, the debut of a primetime game show called The Weakest Link. Do you remember this?
Yeah, vaguely.
It was a summer sensation that summer, and yeah, but the twist was, one of the twists was that it was not hosted by a typical congenial game show host that would be kind and helpful to the contestants. It was hosted by this little British woman with glasses who was openly irascible and had contempt for the contestants.
Who is the captain of incompetence? Who could fill an encyclopedia with all they do not know? You are the weakest link. Goodbye. Goodbye. You're looking very nervous. Do British women disturb you? Who is allergic to intelligence? So you only know about movies you've seen. And my goodness, I thought it difficult for you to do worse, but you've managed it. Is there any beginning to your knowledge? You are the weakest link. Goodbye.
Is there any beginning to your knowledge?
Anne Robinson was her name. The Weakest Link that debuted on NBC 20 years ago on this night. And let's flash back to 40 years ago on this day. The release in Wichita movie theaters of three movies that maybe couldn't be any more different from each other if they tried. You had the Clash of the Titans celebrating its 40th anniversary this weekend. The fantasy film with Harry Hamlin, Maggie Smith, Burgess Meredith, Laurence Olivier playing the Greek gods up on Mount Olympus.
Yeah.
And you had the stop-motion animation of Ray Harryhausen, his final work before he passed. Clash of the Titans, 40th anniversary this weekend. Released that very same day, Mel Brooks' History of the World Part 1, which, has some misfires, but it's also got some funny bits, too.
Yeah.
So you got that. Also released on that same day, one of the great movies, Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Wow.
Harrison Ford, of course. And recall the scene where not much phases Indiana Jones, except for snakes.
Indy, why does the floor move?
Give me your torch. Snakes. Why did it have to be snakes?
asps. Very dangerous. You go first.
Raiders of the Lost Ark this weekend, celebrating its 40th anniversary.
Wow.
It played at the Boulevard Theater.
Wow, really?
Lincoln and George Washington Boulevard.
Yeah.
Entertainment news in the blur brought to you by Napoleon Appliance Repair, serving customers in Wichita for more than 20 years. If your appliance is in trouble, call Terry. Get in for an appointment. They'll fix you up. 409-1525. Napoleon Appliance Repair.
A big golf event for Wichita. That's coming up. Editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal with details on the way. Steve at 10 in the morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.